no mouthpiece, and not much padding on the fists. This is a sport of warriors.
Even before I became a Dambe fighter, I have always loved to fight.
The traditional Nigerian combat sport of Dambe features two fighters beating on each other until one knocks the other down or quits.
I used to fight with everyone, and they complained to my parents. Then, one day, I saw a group of people fighting Dambe, and I knew I could do it.
A fighter first wraps his or her dominant hand with straps called kara, before tying a cord around the wraps. Traditionally, fighters dip the striking hand in resin and broken glass. Times have changed.
The overall goal for us as a company is basically to elevate the sport from this rustic ground into an internationally recognized sport. You understand? Put it out there on the likes of the UFC and the MMA.
Anthony Okeleke co-founded the fight promotion Dambe Warriors in 2017. The sport's growing popularity means money for everyone.
I'm very happy with my life because I get food to eat when I compete in this sport. I get money to relax with my friends and family.
In 2 years, the company attracted 100,000 subscribers with more than 24 million views from a handful of countries, including Thailand and the United States.
The board is about building this Dambe Warriors franchise as a sporting asset in Africa. It's like the biggest combat sport in Africa.
The sport has a few loose rules, like sometimes it is okay to kick. And while technically there are three rounds, fights seldom go the distance. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.